very much indeed, and thanks to both of the Matts for giving me a very, very hard act to follow. It's fantastic to see so many people here today who've come from all over the country to ask for the freedom for our right to demonstrate for what we believe in, and to also push for the freedom for real science to move away from the fraud that is animal experimentation. Now, as a scientist who has looked for years for some sort of justification behind for the science behind animal experiments, I can tell you that fraud is the right word. It absolutely is a fraud. It's an outrage, it's an absolute disgrace, and it's also the single most important reason for why so many millions of people are still suffering and dying from cancer, from heart disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, Parkinson's, AIDS, etc., etc. One of the difficulties for those of us who oppose animal experimentation is that so many people simply aren't aware of the harm that it's caused. They simply aren't aware that so many millions of people have suffered because of it. They simply aren't aware that animal research has set back medical progress by years and years. They simply aren't aware that there's a scientific and a medical basis to the objection against animal experiments. They still believe that animal experimentation is a necessary evil. There is still a common misperception, widely held misperception, that as people who are trying to put an end to animal experiments, we are the ones who are getting in way of medical progress, and that we really should answer to the people who are suffering from the diseases, who are relying on animal experiments to find the cures. Now, I can understand why people hold these views. I used to hold them myself some years ago. Many of you here today will have held those views at some point. I can also understand why animal experimentation, scientifically speaking, did actually seem like a bit of a good idea 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. But I, like many other people I know, when presented with information and real solid evidence about animal experiments, have found that these views could not be more wrong. And I'd like to give you a few examples to illustrate this. As we all know, animals are used in the testing of drugs and chemicals to see if they're safe or if they're going to be toxic to human beings. There have been some studies done in recent years to look at how efficient this animal testing is. The best correlation that was found between animal results and between what is known in humans was one-third. One-third of the time, the animal data matched with what is known in humans. The worst survey showed that only one result in every 20 matched. So what this means is between two-thirds of the time and all of the time, the animal results are just wrong. Matt Fraser mentioned the teratology paper that I just published a few months ago, looking at 40 years of animal research into birth defects. It showed that the animal results in the case for humans matched half the time. That's the same as chance. That's tossing a coin, as simply guessing. It's nonsense. It's a waste of time. Animals are used as models of human diseases that they don't even actually get. And again, this has been disastrous. All progress in AIDS research, for example, has been demonstrably despite animal research, not because of it. Animal research has confounded the issue and led, for example, to the development of a vaccine that worked in chimpanzees that didn't work in people. Many animals and monkeys have been used to model human stroke. And treatments stemming from that research have, without exception, been ineffective, harmful, and have killed people. Recent human work has cast severe doubts on the very cause of multiple sclerosis, flying in the face of the cause that was suggested by clearly failed animal models. All tangible progress against Parkinson's and Alzheimer's has been a result of human study and lab-based non-animal experiments. In fact, an Alzheimer's vaccine developed in mice and tested in chimpanzees didn't work and actually killed people. Hormone replacement therapy, which showed to be protective in monkeys against heart disease and stroke, had the opposite effect in women. Millions of women are now at risk, an increased risk of those diseases because of the monkey experiments. And of course, adverse drug reactions are now the fourth biggest killer in the Western world, despite animal tests that showed these drugs were safe. Now, these aren't cherry-picked examples. There are books full of thousands upon thousands of them. So we have to ask, why does animal experimentation persist? Well, of course, the best thing to do would be to ask the people that do it, but you will not get a truthful answer, of course. Some simple observation may shed some light upon this, however. It's huge business. It's big, big business worth billions every year to the pharmaceutical industries that rely on animal experiments to show that they've done everything possible to ensure the safety and efficacy of their drugs. It's worth huge amounts of money to the companies that breed, sell, and import the animals, and that make and sell their cages and their bedding. In research funding to universities everywhere, and of course the careers and reputations of so many scientists are built on animal experiments. Fortunately, many scientists and doctors, and many of great esteem, have been humble enough to criticise the fraud that is animal experimentation. And I'd briefly like to quote some of them, especially with regard to cancer. Animal cancer studies are a waste of everybody's time. Animal models of human cancer, in large part, stink. We've cured mice of cancer for decades, and none of it worked in humans. Animal results have never produced a single substantial advance in the prevention or treatment of human cancer. And more generally, if we devoted as much effort to human disease as we do to unvalidated animal models, we'd be much further forward in understanding. And don't forget, of course, that the Europeans for Medical Progress survey last year of GPs showed that 82% of GPs agree that animal tests are misleading when applied to humans. So despite the claims of our opponents, this is not a minority view. Quite simply, all species are just far, far too different from one another in so many ways to make a crude attempt to learn about another valid, and of course the other is almost always us. In light of all this evidence of harm from animal experimentation, in light of its abject failure to answer the questions that we've asked of it, in light of its complete lack of relevance to human medicine, and in light of the alternative and much better scientific methods that are available for us to use, what can we do to get this message through to people? What can we do to hasten medical progress and to finish animal experimentation? Well, as Matt Fraser said earlier, get yourself informed. Please listen to what we at Europeans for Medical Progress have to say. Have a look on our website at curedisease.net and use this information to tell every single person you speak to. Write to newspapers and tell them, show them that us, people who want an end to animal experiments, are the people who want medical progress, not the people who are standing in the way of it. After all, none of us here are immune to any of these diseases. Everybody will at some point be relying on the answers that we want science to provide to cure us or members of our family and friends. Please make sure that your MP signs the early day motion in the British Parliament that Europeans for Medical Progress have commissioned, asking for an independent and objective scientific evaluation into animal experiments, which incredibly has never, ever been done. So the next time someone tells you that animal experiments were involved in some form of medical progress, well, you can agree they were involved. But ask, was this involvement critical? Was this involvement vital? Was it necessary? Did it help? Did it really contribute to medical progress? The next time someone tells you that animal experiments were involved in the development of every single drug that exists, and that if you take these drugs, you're a hypocrite, you can tell them that animal experiments have hindered drug development, that they're completely unnecessary to it, that relying on the information from them is dangerous, and that in no way is anybody who takes drugs a hypocrite. And the next time somebody tells you that animal experiments have been central to medical advancement, ask them where their evidence is. Please do this. Because you'll find that there is no evidence. And if they come up with some, you'll find that it simply doesn't withstand scrutiny, I promise. Animal experiments have confounded and impeded medical research infinitely more than they've ever helped it, and we must, all of us, be humble enough to admit that it's just been a catastrophic mistake. I'll finish by saying that, for the sake of argument, if we accept that maybe animal experiments have contributed to medical progress, the history is irrelevant. It's 2005. We must appreciate that medical progress is best served by embracing new cutting-edge technologies. We must marry these technologies with the methods that have always worked and proved themselves. And we must ensure that modern human-specific research becomes our first port of call, not mice, rats, beagles, or monkeys. If the Oxford lab on South Parks Road is ever completed, it and other labs like it will ensure that medical progress will be set back by years, and that's a fact. So please, help the MP continue to inform people that this is the case, and please continue to fight as hard as you can against it, for everyone's sake. Thank you very much.